it may be the same thing. I don't know. I really don't know what saute is.
I don't have any idea. The name of the saute is what they're after.
We want to know what the area is near the sea. Yeah. Can you describe some types of land around the sea, the ocean?
What?
As you come up from the beach, maybe what?
What's there? Yeah. Well, at the Gulf, you go over the sand dunes and you start moving inland and you hit some lagoons. Estuaries, is that the word you're looking for?
No, what's an estuary?
An estuary is an environment that's sort of back away from an area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very fertile and a lot of sea life are abundant in there.
Now, is it
it's
water?
It's real productive, yes. Mm-hmm. Water and the whole environment, you know.
I see, yeah. Okay. Do you know anything about different kinds of soil?
Not a whole lot.
Well, do you have a word for very poor soil or very sandy soil?
Loam.
Mm-hmm. No, is that just sandy, or does it have to be sandy to be called loam?
I don't know.
Okay. Suppose they're getting water off of the swamps or something. What would you say they're doing to it?
Draining it.
Okay, and what would you call the thing you dig to let the water run off?
The ditch, the drainage ditch.
Okay. What would you call a shallow arm of the sea?
An inlet.
Okay. What would a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods be? You've got a very narrow valley with a stream at the bottom.
Bottom, a crevice or a cavern, I don't know.
Okay. What would a ravine be?
A real deep, narrow gorge type, or a gorge would be the name of maybe with the water running in the bottom of it.
Okay, if there's been a very heavy rainfall and the rain has cut a channel across the road or field, you call that place a
washout.
Okay. Can you name some types of flowing water?
Like a river, a stream, a creek,
And what's the difference, Steve, between a stream and a creek?
Well, a creek's probably a little bit smaller than a stream.
Okay. Are there anything smaller than...
than a creek? Can't think of any, is there? You don't know?
No, I want to find out if you make any distinction or any names for anything smaller.
No, I won't.
Okay. What would you call a very small rise in land?
A hill.
Okay, now is there anything smaller than that?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, let's see. Have you heard, what is the thing that you turn to open the door?
A doorknob.
Okay, have you heard of any type of land referred to?
As a doorknob?
As a knob.
As a knob? Oh, yes.
What was that mean?
Well, I suppose you could say that was maybe smaller than a hill.
And what is bigger than a hill?
A monadnock.
A what?
A monadnock.
Well, what's that have to mean to me?
Stone Mountain is a monadnock.
Okay.
It's just a big old range. It was once a large rounded area, and it's just been weathered and smoothed off to be just sort of a dome-shaped structure.
Is that a real term?
Monadnock, yeah.
Meaning what? Just smoothed off?
Yeah. Just a rounded dome shape.
Okay, so any mountain can't be a...
No, okay. Any mountain can't be a monadnock, no.
That's good. Okay, what do you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off very sharply?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember that.
Yeah.
A cliff?
Yeah,
okay.
And you might have several...
cliffs.
Okay. And up in the mountains where a road goes across in a very low place is called a
valley.
Or any other words for that?